I guess it had a lot to do with, it was just the changing world too. I mean, women kind of progressed in every area and were, you know, with equality and all that sort of thing. So they were doing more and it was accepted more. And then when people like Natalie McMaster, who, I mean, you couldn't deny her talent even if you wanted to, ever since she was a kid, and people like that who were coming out and have kind of paved the road, so to speak. And I'm sure there's still a few of the older folks are still a little, they may not say too much, but they might not think it's exactly appropriate. But I just think there would have been as many fiddlers back then if the attitudes would have been different, I think.
But in a way, that just really explains why there might be like an equal number. But why do you think there are now more women than men?
I think women naturally tend to be a little more musical, or at least be good keepers of the music and pass it on. Like even Buddy McMaster's mother, that's how he learned to play tunes, was because his mother knew all the tunes and jigged them to him. I think women always had music. I think there's also, too, a connection between most of the step dancers you see are also female and would have been female, and, you know, there's a lot of connection there between, again, the women just naturally, I think, gravitate toward melody and timing and that sort of thing. Like, I think a lot of the female fiddlers are some of the best dance players because they have really good rhythm and really good timing and just a sense of the music sort of thing, where they're maybe not as rough as some of the men would be. So